Congratulations on the win, 66-61 over Lakin, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
You guys played big. Let's just start with the big number, free throws. You were 10 of 10 in the fourth quarter, 13 of 14 in the second half, and three one-on-one opportunities where you made both shots. Just talk about your effort at the free throw line down the stretch.
We've talked about free throws, and they haven't been great this year, and we've been preaching and preaching that that's going to win us or lose us a game. And, you know, we were 2 of 6 in the first half. Then we came back second half and just 13 of 14. You know, that just shows you we can do it. It's just a matter of focusing in when you step up there with confidence. And, you know, tonight, you know, we said it'd win us or lose us the game, and tonight it won us the game. So proud of our boys for stepping up and hitting free throws.
Back and forth game in the third quarter, Caden Johnson stepped up. He had 8 points in that third quarter, two big three-pointers. How big is it when you can have a guy step up and just take over a quarter like that?
Yeah, he has that capability. I thought first half he kind of struggled. He let the game – he sped up too much. Once he settled in second half, you know, he's a tough matchup for teams because he can step out, hit the three, but he can also post up. He passes well. So I thought second half you know, he played more his style, his game.
Luke Tolbert off the bench, 13 points. He struggled the last few games. How big is that for you to have off the bench?
Huge. You know, we had Chris Palacios in foul trouble. So he came in, and, man, he flat out, you know, they didn't shoot necessarily amazingly outside, but he could jump shots, Joel jump stops, and him and Rax just were amazing on the offensive side of getting to the basket and making things happen.
Yeah, Braxton Sizemore really hasn't had a big game yet this season, but 17 points tonight. He was everywhere on the floor for the Longhorns. He also had 5 rebounds. He really came to play tonight.
Yeah, he was huge. He's one that I think people have came up to me that really, really understand the game really well and said, you know, he's one of those silent heroes out there that doesn't get a lot of recognition. And tonight, dude just – He played. He flat out got after it. And the thing that was even more impressive, I thought, more than his offense was his defense. He flat out defended tonight, and he played his butt off, and I was very proud of him tonight.
Dagan Van Pelt with 13 points tonight, but the big number for him, 6 of 6 at the foul line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, like you said, you know, free throws are going to win us and lose this game, and, you know, he's one that has that capability. And, you know, as a whole, I thought our team – I told our team in the – you know, after the game down in the locker room that – was that our best night? No, but it was one of our better efforts. I thought our kids played their tail off. We just got to learn. We got a few things we got to touch up on the offensive end that have got to get better. I thought second half, I thought we played defense really, really well. We just didn't finish the blockout. This was with all their to hold our blockout longer than we usually do. And tonight at times we didn't do that, and that kind of kept them in the game. I thought if we block out, you know, that game should have been about 10, 15 points instead of the 5 or 6 that was what it was. So,
well, talk about our crowd over here. I mean, what does that mean just for the kids? You know, with the way our crowd was, and I mean, packed to the gills over behind our bench and cheering and hollering and all that stuff. What's that mean for the kids out there on the court?
It was amazing. I thought, you know, our kids were talking about it in the locker room was how awesome was that? Our fans showed up, and I said, you know, when you play hard and you play the way you do and play basketball the right way, you're going to get people watching and they want to come watch a good team. And you guys are a good team. You guys are a fun team. And the word I kept using, team, you're a team. And that's kind of our motto this year is, you know, team, together, everyone achieves more. And when we talk about team, that's for us, the guys on the bench, that's things. And we just really appreciate their support and good card. And
you know, we let's touch on the offense there in that fourth quarter. You know, you talked in the pregame about, you know, making them play defense in the half court and not want it. I know during the time they slowed down a little bit, but talk about finishing with a make after running the offense that way and getting them frustrated.
Oh, yeah. You know, we said, you know, they're going to pressure us, which is great. You know, we can break that pressure, and if we get a wide-open shot, fine. But if not, we need to make them work because they get most of their goal is to speed you up, make them play – make you play their game. And we said if we slow down and run out offense, we're going to eventually get a good shot. And these guys settled in second half and executed, and we got really good shots.
That was old Ken Lohman waving at me. I love her to death. You know, you got Scott City coming up, the buzzsaw that is the GWAC. I mean, Scott City coming off a big win against Hugoton last week. Tell us a little about Scott City and what we can expect Friday.
Big and physical. You know, total opposite of what we just played tonight, you know, as far as the size-wise. You know, they're going to make us look pretty small. They got three, four big guys, strong, athletic. They're going to slow it up a little bit more. They're going to be really patient to get the ball inside, whereas you know, tonight it was all about spreading us out and trying to take us one-on-one, and these guys are going to be a lot more get the ball inside first, you know, perimeter. You know, I think that they're a team that they're starting to figure it out. They're starting to play a lot better. So it'll be a big game. It'd be nice to see this crowd out there again on Friday supporting us against Scott City, because our boys have worked their butts off for it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight.